All right, what's going on?
We're back, dude.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling?
Pretty good.
Good.
Man. Pretty good.
Good. Dude. I feel good about the Rogies episode,
dude.
I was dreading it.
The
I was Crab's World a couple times, but
to be expected,
not as bad as I thought.
Crab's World.
Oh, I called Matt immediately, and I was like, dude, I was swirled. It was full Crab's World.
What is a crab's world?
Do you ever see the gif when like Mr. Crab is just like, and it like swirls around?
It was that. It was that, dude. I said something to Rogies. Rogies didn't laugh, and I was just like, it was terrible. It was so bad, dude. It's so uncomfortable.
Getting caught in a crab's world stinks,
it was,
dude.
And then it was like hour one of 3 hours. I was swirled.
You swirled.
I'm
a half an hour in. I didn't hear any swirls.
The swirl didn't start yet.
Okay.
It was a hard swirl coming. He asks about SNL, and I was just like, it all came back. The PTSD came back so hard.
Damn, your inbox filled with your Twitter. You're like,
oh, man.
That's the worst feeling in the world when you like you've thought about something a lot and you have a good way of explaining
exactly.
it, but then someone hits you with a question point blank and you're like,
yeah, dude, it happens.
It's fucking
every
whatever.
Week.
Yeah,
I read stuff and I'm like, I'm gonna explain this so good. And I start, I'm like, damn, I'm an idiot. Fuck.
But this is one. I've talked about it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got it. I hope he asks. I'll handle this well. As soon as he asked, I was like, it's hard. And then and he just fucking sat there.
You went into the one thing you're like. Yeah, for a while, like you can't even trust people. He's like, "What do you mean?" You're like, "Let's just start from the beginning."
Yeah, like, dude, I don't want to do this. I mean, the whole time I've tried to avoid it. I've been trying to avoid talking about it seriously.
Yeah.
Then that was the one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, also
whatever.
You can also just chat about it, but, you know. But I hear you.
Yeah.
It's tough to. It's a tough thing to navigate because the whole when you're thinking and talking and there's another voice being like, "Shut up, bitch!" As you're talking.
Dude.
It's just crab swirl fuel.
It was pure swirls, dude.
Oh man, it was funny though. It was.
Yeah, it's funny if you know me.
True.
Yeah. If you don't know me, they're probably like, dude, what the fuck is this?
No, even I think that too. I wonder that. But there's also if I'm just chilling there and all of a sudden that comes up, I'd be laughing pretty hard.
Yeah,
because you did a good job fucking around. It wasn't like you know. It's funny. No one ever acknowledges the reality. Maybe they do, but I never hear people acknowledging the reality of how nerve wracking that is.
Well, the temptation to go deep on Rogan, I think, is I would want to be like, I don't know. Whenever I think about being on Rogan, I'm like, oh, man, I'd love to have some like real deep conversations with him. But then if I was on there, I'd be like, this sounds stupid.
Oh.
I'd try to like bail out and then try to be funny.
He
and
doesn't really
just
jump in.
Yeah.
He doesn't really jump in while you're telling stories. So you're just like, then, oh, fuck, is this bad? Is this a bad story? What else do you want to talk about? But I will say this. He is the bro.
He's king, bro.
He is the bro. We did shows with him all week, and he is the bro.
Dude, he was sipping BLs with you.
We went and got fucked up the first night.
Did you really?
It was great. He's the man.
Damn, dude. Yeah, he's...
Of all the famous people I've met, he's like the broski.
It's king broski.
He might be.
Yeah, man.
But well, then,
it was funny back in the day when everyone was like, dude, Rogie's comp, he was just doing a $100 million deal.
Yeah.
He was just chilling. He was like, let me not fuck up $100 million.
Yeah, he's been compromised. So
everyone's like, what do you think happened? It's like $100 million. Yeah. Someone's like, we'll give you $100 million. It's like, all right, let me not fuck this up. So, yeah.
Pretty simple.
Case closed. Figured it out, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been sleuthing lately. Not on that, obviously. I gave up my parking authority sleuth, and I started fucking around with Megan's Law.
Nice.
Yo, bro. Did you ever peek around, see who's living around you?
No.
You can look around like your zip code.
Nah.
Dude,
who'd you get?
I got my eye on a couple dudes. I wanted to see if I recognized anyone.
Yeah.
That was my first thing. I didn't recognize any of them. But, dude, there's a couple addresses. I kept seeing they all, like, there was two camps. There's two pedo camps, like, I guess within a 10-minute walk from my house. So I was walking anyway. I was like,
what do you mean pedo camps?
There's just like eight dudes. They all have the same fucking address. So they're up in like a little building.
Yeah.
Because they have weird housing laws around
pedophiles. Like group homes.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, what the fuck, dude? There's pederasts around? Like, there's nests of pedophiles around me?
Yeah.
So I just took a little walk and just, you know, you're not, they say on the website, you're not allowed to use the information to intimidate or harass.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can still walk. I can make a presence, though. Like, walk by and just like just try to scope.
What if your presence is intimidating?
That's on them. If I'm not talking to them, if I'm just standing out there, I'd be like, man, I hope I don't see any motherfucking pedophiles out here.
Yeah.
I would do something terrible. You know, you're not intimidating them.
Yeah,
I'm just there, you know, or maybe I could make like a cardboard sign. But I wouldn't be intimidating them. But the
do you think they fuck each other? Do you think it's like prison where they're like, dude, I'm just fucking adults because I'm stuck in here?
Yeah, probably.
You think one of them has to wear like the Dennis the Menace mask? One of them has to think, I put the slingshot in my back pocket last night, dude. Come on. I don't
want it anymore. I put on one of those swirly hats.
Yeah. Boy Scout uniform.
Fuck. But yeah, so I went to the one. Dude, it didn't even exist. I went to the address, and I'm like walking around. I'm like, it's not here.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? So I'm like, you know, I'll look into that later when I get back. But I went past the other one, and it did exist. And it was like, it just this. It's so bizarre. It's this weird old building. I went by 100 times. It's a sad. It was like an old carpet store that turned into apartments, like four apartments.
It's just a nest of pedophiles?
It's mixed. It's a mixed bag.
Really?
The one near me was, because I was like seeing the address and I was like, the fuck?
The nest of R. Kelly.
It was white guys. They're
all just incredibly talented singers.
There's a lot of them on there. Then there was like
their doo-wop group.
Well, the address.
Those guys around like those cans with fire.
Yeah.
They're just singing like Barney songs. But yeah, dude, these were white dudes. And I was like, you know, looking, it was like Strawberry Mansion. And I'm like, what are these honkies doing up in Strawberry Mansion? And I was like, oh, these are the white pedos. They just put them up in the hood. I'm like, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
And dude, they look like pedos. You see them, and it's like they look like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah,
dude. And I'm memorizing faces because if I see them, dude, because there's a group of old black dudes that hang out next to my house, I'm gonna rise. It'll be like we're all in cell block four, dude. I'm like, yo, get the fuck. I'm gonna rise up on them.
Yeah,
the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah,
I see your paperwork. I'm about to start checking paperwork in my neighborhood, dude.
That's violation of the app.
They're coming out.
But yeah, sorry. I just.
No, that is. You know what? I think.
Pedo hunting, it rules. You can't hurt them. Yeah. You can't intimidate
them. You'd be dogging pedo hunting.
That's the thing. A lot
of
them.
Dog out.
A lot of them abscond. When I was checking the thing of the status, absconded. And it's like, you could probably find these guys in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
They're not like criminal masterminds.
Just put some bait up.
True. True that.
Yeah, you gotta shave. Oh, put Gardini out.
Gardine.
Yeah.
You gotta catch one of these boys.
You gotta stop doing CrossFit right now. Yeah. We gotta keep you as a nubile.
You know that like fake little girl that's always outside Helium? Like across the street?
True.
I bet that's one of those. I bet that's
there's like a little model or like a mannequin.
Oh.
It's like scary. It always gets me
every time.
I'm talking about the fuck is that girl? Actually, that smoothie place.
It's like a kid model across like against one of those poles. It's terrifying.
Yeah, dude, the hunt's on.
I'm not surprised to hear that there's like some false flags or false positives out there in the pedophile.
Where are they? Is some guy just getting their mail and letting them live wherever they want?
No, but you know, like like girls that listen to those like murder podcasts all the time.
Yeah,
they're all on the Citizen app.
Dude, girls want to be murdered so bad.
I know. And anytime you're like, look, you're not going to be murdered. They're like, oh, really? And they go there, and it's like. Without
me,
fail,
someone wouldn't follow me home and eat my asshole and stab me in the back.
But the Citizen app is constantly telling you that someone's just got their head lopped off, like 2 blocks away from you. And it's like that did not happen.
You say that's bullshit.
Yeah. Because it's all other girls being like, I was almost killed. Yeah. It's like QAnon. It's like
it's girl QAnon.
Citizen app is definitely girl QAnon. Yeah. Just false rapes.
Point. Yeah. And some guy followed me on 8chan, kind of like on Citizen app, just leaving false positives. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get people to like,
some guy followed me.
They're trying to lead them down channels, I feel like. They're like, don't go here, don't go here.
Yeah. Well, there's that dating app, Hinge, where you can like connect with people you walk by.
Is that how Hinge works?
Yeah. You can start like chatting. You can start like charting chicks like paths.
It's like tracking great whites.
Murder them, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to murder them.
Murder a girl?
Yeah.
It's on my
body. I want to give girls what they want.
True.
You know what I mean?
Dude.
You ever play Assassin's Creed?
Yes.
I wonder if that's what it's like. Like, after you kill them, it goes into that, like...
You just have to jump through the marketplace?
Yeah, but after you kill them, it goes into that scene where they're like, thank you for killing me. You know? Like, this is what I always wanted.
Yeah. That's all they want. Either to be brutally stabbed to death, post-coitus, post-consensual coitus, or to get super fat. That's it.
To get super fat?
Girls all want to get super fat.
Why?
Literally, not one girl wants to get super fat.
They fight against the urge to get super fat. They're not allowed to be super fat, but they all want, they deeply desire to be super fat.
No, they love sweet treats, but they don't want to be super fat. They're psychos against super fat.
They're not allowed to be. You know how hard that is? It's all they want to do. Their innate status is just get as fat as possible.
This is the no-fap version of
this girl's no-fap.
I mean, they love treats.
They love treats. They love wine. They pretty much hate exercising.
But wine the only exercise is they get dumped. Right?
That's when girls turn up the juice on exercise.
Yeah, me too.
Most people do. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't eat for like 3 days. I'm like, all right, done.
I'm ready for.
I'm so sad.
Dude, I was getting on the. I think when I was we're going to Austin, I was getting on the plane, and there's these three. There's a lot of bachelorette and bachelor parties going there, and there's three ladies. And the one girl goes, "I brought workout clothes." We're like waiting to get. We're like in that little tunnel thing, waiting to get on. She's like, "I brought." And the girl's like, "What? I would have brought workout clothes. Why didn't you tell me to bring workout clothes?" She was like, "I just hate my body right now."
Oh,
the girl
man.
Was like, "No, we love your body." It's like two other girls like, "We love your body."
Oh, they were
body.
Just hammered, dude.
No, they weren't even drunk.
They had to be.
You think so?
At bachelorette parties, they love getting hammered at the fucking. True. Everybody loves
they're
getting hammered
probably
at the airport.
Fucked up. You're right.
Yeah, if she's crying about working out in the tunnel. Yeah. Dude, like, she had two wines at TGI Fridays.
She's like, "I'm fucking fat." Just that setup. I brought workout clothes.
I might start doing that. Just like when you and me are hanging out. Just like, I fucking hate my body right now.
I brought workout clothes. It's like clearly she wanted to talk about how she hated her body.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have totally worked out with you. She's
did like, any of the girls demand that she produce those workout clothes?
What do you mean?
To see if she was faking it just to
get oh, no, no, no. Okay. Girls.
No, they probably just assumed.
Yeah.
Secretly.
They're all lying to each other. Yeah, exactly. They live in a world of lies.
Like she didn't bring it. She's a fucking fat bitch. She's lying. Well, whole, oh, my God. Hey.
The whole thing. Eventually, I got to the bottom of it. I was, you know, it was kind of slow going. And she was like, my mom just called. They're like, what's the matter? She's like, my mom just called me fat. It was like, dude, whoa. My world. Mom calls me fat every fucking summer, dude.
That's what parents do.
Yeah. Moms are on the lookout. They know what their daughter wants. And they're like, dude, I know we all want to be fat as hell. You can't.
It could just be. No, yeah. I think you're wrong about this. And you I don't want you to fat. Take this the wrong way.
Sure.
I think it's because you have a long history of dating minorities. I think in the end, they get plump as hell.
I was wondering where you were going.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way. But I've noticed they do turn into big mamas. And I noticed the lasses also plump out.
And Italian ladies?
Italian ladies do turn into fat wops. Other than some type.
Shit cut me
other than some moms. Sometimes Italian moms stay fit.
So far, yeah, that's fair enough. Indian ladies
stay skinny.
Sometimes, dude.
Do they?
I think so.
They can go. Well, if you make enough money, your wife will reach full. She'll self-actualize. She'll self-fatualize, dude. It's fully. I had a Korean boss, dude. He was pissed. His wife actualized, dude.
Asian women tend to stay skinny.
There, dude. Well, he was boss level, and he was around snacks. So she sat in it was a beer distributor.
Yeah.
So she sat around chips all day, and he would like disdainfully watch her eat chips and be like,
"What would he say?"
He would just be like, "Oh." One time he was telling my brother,
"What would he say?"
He showed my brother his penis, and he went, "I cannot get any power to my penis. My wife is too fat about that."
Oh man!
Oh no!
Yeah, just a fucking penis nestled in a bush.
Bush, yeah.
Just went like this. We're like, "Whoa, what the
absolute
fuck?"
Absolute Asian.
I cannot get too much power. Power.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, dude.
I've been there. I would have been like, I can't get power sometimes. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. Start hitting an armpit or something.
Dude, he threw a coffee at her one time.
Within the mug or out? Spray like
Dunkin' Donuts soft cup.
Through the full cup.
They had a box Ojo.
What did he throw it for?
I just came into the office, saw it on the wall, and saw her just doing like. And then I walked in and I was like, "What's up, Kim? You bit?" And the guy was like, "Oh, no, 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 no." His number one man was like, "Man, man, man, no, no, no." And she just like walked out holding her arm, and there was just a coffee lines running down the wall. And I came in, I was like, "Oh shit, he just fucking scalded his wife."
Wow. I saw her eating another treat.
Dude, he was bitching about it.
Dipping donuts in it.
She was crushing the hers, dude. The hers man would drop like Dumbo drop crates off, dude. She was just crushing him.
You gotta keep him
and
away.
He was just thinking about the power, dude. He could not get any power to his
he's
penis.
Lost his power. And they're dog brains. They are. Man. There's dude. Treats. They're gonna munch them. As soon as someone leaves the room, they're in the trash can nibbling.
It's a top movie. What's this? Like, it's a fucking brownie. You've seen these.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never had one of these.
Oh.
It's cake.
Yeah. Oh.
Of course you have.
Yeah, dude.
You know what they like? They like those Starbucks fucking cake bites.
Oh, man.
It's just, they just crushed all. Look, I'm not judging anyone for what they munch, but they'll put
the
down
ones
a
on the straw or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
straw, oh, yeah. Dude, those are good.
Star Starbucks is definitely taking advantage. They make just like delicious like milkshake drinks. And they're like, no, it's coffee. And they're like, no, it's a milkshake. Yeah. It's like, that's coffee. That's a fucking milkshake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're drinking them every day.
They sneak the fat in.
Yeah, sugar, dude.
Smuggle it in.
It's bullshit. Starbucks is on some bullshit. But sorry, I don't.
You don't like Starbucks?
I don't like what they're doing to our sweet babies, dude.
I thought they wanted to get fat. You should support Starbucks.
Look, dude, I want, but they can't, in this world we're in, dude, they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to. I wish they, you know, I wish them the best. I, you know, I support them in what they want to do. I'm more of a feeder.
Is that what you think?
What?
Look, I've witnessed, never mind. Never mind. I'm not going to talk shit.
You're a feeder.
No, I was saying it'd be funny if after I did Rogan, I just started acting like on podcast, like where you'd say something like, is that really what you think? Are you being serious? You gotta be like, what? Oh, the swirl, dude. So it's a week-long swirl.
Dude.
Matt, a week-long swirl.
Fuck.
Reliving it?
Oh, I was so much, like, the special went great. The podcast is what fucked me up. I was nervous about the special, and it was funny too because Ari and I stayed at Tim Dillon's place. Mm-hmm. So for like a week, I was like, I'm not worried about this podcast at all. Like, I've talked about the SNL thing 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. Dude, as soon as I got in that room, Swirl City.
Dude,
it was a swirl. Dude, I got in there. You get
tested,
all that. You got to sit there. I was swirling about that. I was like, well, I might probably fucking have it now.
Did you get vitamins?
Yeah, I got it. That was another thing. I was on a cocktail of wild shit during that podcast.
You got on it.
I got the JRE, dude. I had the full experience.
You did.
Came in, had one of those espressos that he's drinking.
And you're like, is there weed in this?
So I took a COVID test. Then he comes in. And he takes a COVID test. And then the nurse starts like flicking a needle for like some type of vitamin cocktail.
What?
And
how much is it
like,
to retain a nurse?
She's like, do you want one? And I was like, yeah, I'll try it.
Oh.
Just took a fucking dead arm for like 3 days.
Intramuscular or was it intravenous? It
killed, bro.
What?
It killed, dude.
Did it go right into your muscles?
Yeah. I had a dead arm the whole podcast. Just sit there. I'm just jacked up on some B12 wild shit. It was the ultimate swirl.
What the fuck, dude?
It was a complete swirl.
So you just get in there and just get like needles?
Yeah, it was funny too because I was like, I'm not getting vaccinated. And then some lady was like, do you want a shot? I was like, yeah, sure. If Joe's getting one, I'll try one, I guess. You know, I might as well. Me and Joe are such good friends now.
I fucking love vitamins. Fuck, dude, that's so funny.
Your heart's just pounding through your cheek. You can't tell whether you're nervous.
Can we take too much B12?
I took
B12 and like 2 espressos, dude. It was nuts.
Oh, my God.
It was chaos.
Dude, that's like a brain. That's like a stroke swirl.
I had like 5 Bud Lights and a shot of whiskey. And I'm just sitting there like, nothing I say is good, dude. I'm going to kill myself.
Dude, how confused is your body to get more vitamins than it's ever gotten?
Oh, my God.
And just get all this beer, and your body's like, what are we doing right now?
What is happening? And why is your adrenaline spiking? And I got in there and just, as soon as I walked in wearing gym shorts and that polo, I was like, what the fuck am I doing, dude? I look like an asshole.
That fucks me up. No. I questioned my wardrobe. Good night, dude.
I couldn't be happier.
I knew
about
I had to wear the drip,
choice.
Dude.
The drip was fucking nasty.
Billy insisted I wear the polo.
The drip ruled. You made the right decision. It just takes a lot of fortitude to withstand the drip.
He hit me with a fucking, he questioned the drip right away.
I know.
And then when I was looking at Jamie, like after he made fun of me, looked over and I was sitting there like, you're dressed like a jerk.
No, that was very funny. That was very funny. Oh, he used to be like, no, it's a drip. And he's like, yes.
Yeah. And he was like, Jeff caps are cool.
That was nice.
It's like, yeah, they are.
No, that was funny. That was very funny.
Here's the best part. So we get done. I was swirled.
Yeah.
I was genuinely like, as soon as we got done, I was like, what the fuck just happened?
It's 3 hours.
I was like, that was so, in my head, I was like, that's the worst fucking thing I've ever done. And then he's like, you want to play some pool? He has a pool table in his studio. And I was like, I don't really play. He was like, come on. Just proceeded to destroy me in pool.
Just straight. I
couldn't hit the ball. I like missed the ball once.
Yeah.
And then I kept asking him. I was like, what shot should I take? I never play pool. And he goes, pool's a tough game, Shane Gillis. And wouldn't help me. And beat me perfectly every
Was he
day.
Just like running like one ball?
Just playing by himself pretty much? Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing by himself. He just was using me to like make the shots more difficult.
Did he ask you to break?
No, he broke every time.
Every time. Like, I would have refused. So, you going to break? Or like, you want to just like roll the ball with our hands and break? I fucking hate breaking, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see him break. He drilled it. I was coming off a swirl.
Yeah. Ears are ringing.
Into an intensely competitive pool game. Well,
dude, when I said, I talked to Lorne Michaels and I said I'd go on Joe Rogan, and he was just like, what do you mean? Dude, full. Like, it was ears ringing, dude.
What did you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
What did you mean by that?
You don't trust people?
Dude, that's
just like, let's start from the beginning. So I auditioned for it. I was like, God damn it.
It does sound fine, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
But it's in your own head. It's
but
like,
just know that in my head that whole time, I was like, stop. What are you doing?
There was a time just doing this podcast, I like stuttered twice in a row and then tried to explain something and realized I didn't understand what I was talking about. And I was like, I went home to, I was like fighting with Brittany. I'm like, I think I fucking lost my mind on the podcast and everyone's going to figure it out. And I watched it. It was absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It was just me being a psycho in my head.
Yeah, I got one of the nights this week, I tried to go to sleep and I couldn't because I was like, that podcast is coming out this week and I'm going to look like a fucking fool in front of everyone. It's fine.
How hot was your face?
When he didn't laugh?
Yeah, just...
I could feel it. I could feel it right away. Just like...
Blood rush?
Blood rush to the face. And I was just like... just smiling. Smiling dumbly while you're falling apart.
Like. Just your ancient nervous system being like, what is this? What are we doing here? We're so vitamined up. We're stimulated.
Yeah.
And just this, we're having a horrible
time.
I just
should have never. I thought I could discuss the SNL thing properly. I should have just been like, it's a joke. Dude, yeah, it's not the end of the world. Totally
it's totally fine.
I am just a gay man.
Dude.
The special was fun, though.
Special was great.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was awesome. Did you get any little
I haven't seen
crumbs from it?
Yet.
Nice.
Hopefully it comes out well, though.
Yeah.
It looked amazing. Both you guys crushed the night.
Yeah, Matt was killing.
Yeah.
Dude,
Matt, kill him.
Nah, man, I was just, you know, just warming up. I was getting the hour ready, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just throwing things against the wall.
Appreciate you pushing me on that. I would never have done that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
10 years would have passed. I'm like, no. So you should do it. Jerry,
you should start headlining.
Okay.
You should
start. I'm excited. I fucking every day I write all my material down just to make sure I remember. I have fucking nervous dreams about, dude, I have a recurring dream. I go up and I just go, and I have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
I hate that dream.
I have it once a week.
Bro, I have that dream constantly where I fuck up. Because it used to be football. It used to be like I forgot my helmet. Now it's I don't know what I'm saying.
Dude, it stinks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It genuinely it's physically stressful. I wake up from it. I just go out and it's like it's always some weird setting. And I go out and it's like I was on like a marina on like an L-shaped dock. And I'll always be like, just start bullshitting. And everyone just gets up and leaves. And I'm like, and I wake up. It's like, ugh. I have that, and I have a recurring dream now. The last 3 weeks, I've had it twice, where I'm breaking into a house. Same fucking house. I just walk around in there.
It's probably the pedophile nest.
Could be, dude.
You might be, yeah.
Dude, I might run up in there.
You're going to get
raped. I might part down the middle, dude, and just fucking walk in
if
there.
If you go into somebody's room, they're going to be like, they're going to wake up out of their sleep and be like, oh, thank God.
For what?
For you climbing into their bed.
Oh, I'm going to be putting them out of their fucking misery, dude.
Are you going to kill them?
No, I'll just fucking lump them.
What do you mean?
I'll just fucking lump him up, dude.
Are you serious?
No, honestly, I'm not going to attack
him. Would you seriously do that?
I just want to establish a presence, though. I want to go out there and just be like, love my kids, dude. Oh, I don't know what I would do if someone did something heinous to my children. Man, that thought just fucking bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, bro? Sure are a funny bunch of funny looking fellas in the house. What are you guys up to in there?
Especially once you find out someone's a pedophile, their look. Definitely.
Yeah, true.
Like if somebody told me Chris was a pedophile, I'd be like, oh, I see it.
What?
No, I'm just saying that could be anybody.
You can morph any face into a pedophile. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Do they have like a foreman? Do they have like a guy who watches? Do they have like a, I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Do you ever see the fucking documentary?
They have a guy who lives in that's not a pedophile and he controls
have to
there.
Have that by law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a straight ass fucking dude who loves fucking of age pussy. Just playing Baywatch. Be like, come on, guys.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to get sucked into their world like Avatar. Like he's like, I've lived with them. They're right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they can't send like a crippled soldier in there. Otherwise, he'll just be like, I fucking love
every
this
day
girl.
He must be like, all right, what do you guys want? We're gonna go out tonight. What do you guys want to do? And they're all like, Chuck E. Cheese. He's like, no, we're not going to fucking Chuck E. Cheese. No Dave and Buster's this week. They're like, what?
What?
We like the games. Like, no, you don't, dude.
Dude, oh my God. I was in the public pool. That's why I'm worried about pedophiles, dude. I went in the public pool. Dude, I would swim away from Brittany and Maya. I would get like 6 feet away and just be a dude by myself in the public pool and be like, this is a bad look.
I told you, dude. I swim at hotels.
Dude.
I can't go in.
It's tough,
If
man.
There's a family, I get out.
Yeah. You did the right thing.
Yeah, you look like a fucking maniac.
Dude,
especially I don't swim. I'm just sitting there like floating around.
Yeah, man. Well, you also get like there's little kids are running around fucking bumping. Like they get like up in your face. So you have to just like constantly be swimming away from like 11-year-olds. And then there was a couple weeks ago, Dave Temple was here talking about like, we were like, he was talking about PDA and he was like saying how like it has to be learned and like young people don't know it. And I was like, dude, black teenagers might be the most PDA heavy. Like, dude, there'll be like the Rite Aid near my house. And they're just like 13-year-old black couples are just like completely entangled.
Really?
They just, dude, there was a couple in the pool. This guy, I was
probably
like,
why the boys are in Strawberry Mansion. Probably they're like, we hit the mother load.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've seen
little kids.
I was
cuddle.
In a charter school, dude. And they leave for break and they just fucking just like grab each other. Because
black kids are becoming emo.
True. Yeah.
Like, I love you.
There was a kid in the pool who was probably 13 or 14 the whole time gripping his bae. And I was like, because in my head, I'm like, this kid's fucking rock hard.
Oh, yeah.
His Brittany was like, oh, young love. And I'm like, this kid's fucking
damn,
glazing.
What a nice feeling that is, too.
Oh,
when you're a young kid, you're in the pool holding a lady.
And you're just digging a boner into a chick's bathing suit. That's so I'm in the pool. Oh, I get 5 feet away. I see the young couple.
Ew,
oh, my
Chris.
God. Ew. Oh, my God.
We got to get you in that house.
You got to get the next, dude.
No, he just brought me back.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, being a kid.
I was
the
genuinely.
Bathing suit, this,
yeah, girls finally breaking out bikinis in like seventh, eighth grade. It's like.
Like the second time. Dude, the second time you're like pressing up against another human body, it's like mind blowing. Dude, it's the vitamin shot, dude. You start fucking.
Scroll like out. Someone's like, what are you doing in there?
Like, dude, Brittany was like, it's so cute. And I was like, this kid's obscenely hard right now. And he's 5 feet from us. We got to move.
He might jizz.
He might have.
That's like a turd in the pool. You got to clear out. Someone jizzes, the lifeguards, everyone out.